Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. Careful making wishes in the dark, dark. Can't be sure when it hit them. I'm out in the sides in the meantime. I'm just dreaming of tearing you apart.
That is hammered out to deep left field.
Hey, I'm Trent Rush.
This is Brandon Marsh for the Los Angeles Angels and 66ers Baseball.
This is Joe Adell here with the Los Angeles Angels.
I'm Troy Hunter Jr.
You're listening to the All Angels Podcast. And welcome to another edition of the All Angels Podcast. I am Dallin Garcia, and with spring training starting today, I figured it'd be the best time to bring a friend of the podcast, friend of Halo Haven, Brandon Marsh. Brandon, how are you doing today?
What's up, guys? Hope everyone's well.
Awesome, man. So we're about to start spring training. Obviously, last year wasn't the year you thought it was going to be with everything getting shut down. How excited are you to get back to it right now?
Super excited. As along with myself and all the other guys, we're super excited to get going. You know, we've been itching, wanting to get back together and just like build the team camaraderie, you know. So, you know, we're all of us are out here in AZ. I think pitchers and catchers have been going at it. It's their second day today. But, yeah, I'm excited, man. We're super stoked.
So last year, like obviously, like I mentioned, COVID happened. And so you got to be in Long Beach at the alternate site. Tell me how that was, seeing some of the guys you played with before and then some faces that you haven't seen before.
It was the first time where I faced like big league pitching, like on a consistent basis, like day in and day out, which was I enjoyed. You know, I got to see the holes in my game and where I was okay at. So I kind of have a good base of where I am, and I'm just trying to fix all the little holes. But it was good, man. I played with a lot of dudes I've never played with before. So it was a really fun experience. And yeah, I just hope this year. I mean, I would go back and do it, but I hope this year is completely different, you know? So,
yeah, I mean, as fans, we do too. Cause I mean, it's cool to see video of like you getting pitched to some other, like you mentioned, the big league guys when they're there, but it's also cool to see you represent the Angels as far as a minor league team against another team's minor league team and do work against that way. How different is it facing guys that you may have seen a handful of times because they're just kind of in camp compared to guys that you might only see once or twice a year because they're on different teams and you don't see them all the time?
It was weird at first just because, I mean, you know, in like a scrimmage or an inter squad against your own dudes, it's like you don't want to go out there and hit them. And you know what I mean? Because we want to build each other up. But like it just came down to the point to where we made it a really competitive camp over in Long Beach. And, I mean, we had a lot of fun with it, but it did get old a little bit seeing every like seeing a lot of arms on a consistent basis. I got to know our pitches a lot better, but it was different for sure. I'm looking forward to seeing other guys from other organizations.
Yeah, and you know what? It reminded me a lot of, and you know, because you played high school football, it's like you have like the summer, you have the spring, and then you have the summer, and then you have camp, and it's always against your guys. And like, yeah, it's cool, but after a certain while, it gets kind of boring. You want to see someone new. And is that kind of the feeling you had, you know, at Long Beach last year?
Yeah, us hitters, we got a halfway through the camp, and we were like, dang, all right, well, I've seen C-Rod at least 18 times. He struck me out at least 15. I'm tired of doing that. So you know what I mean? It's
right.
It was all fun though. We competed at a high level and we pushed each other, and I think a lot of us got better at Long Beach. So
So some things that happened during the year that, you know, not only was probably special for you, but some of your friends also, and that is the major league debuts of guys that you've been close with that we've seen you kind of grow up with, Jamai Jones and Joe Adell. Obviously, Joe's happened first, and Joe's was kind of more like anticipated than anything else. How was that? How was your reaction as being a close friend to him when he got that call to get moved up?
I still got the video on my phone of his first hit. So, I mean, seeing Joe succeed like that, it's awesome just because he's a brother of mine. So it's I always want him to succeed no matter if we're playing the same position. People look at it and say, like, y'all are competing. Well, for sure. But that's my homie. So, and I want nothing but the best for him and Jamai and all the other guys. So my reaction was, I put it on my Instagram. It was funny. Yeah. It was funny. I was going crazy. But, you know, I got to see him the night before he flew out. He went on the road. I got to give him a big hug, man. Dapped him up. Wished him the best of luck. And he went out and did his thing.
And now, obviously, he's kind of gone through that, you know, even if it was an abbreviated kind of time with the Angels. But have you, like, kind of picked his brain at all? Like, how is it up there? How's it different than minor league? Have you been able to talk to him at all like that?
For sure. Yeah, we talk about it all the time. We talked about it a lot more when it was going on, but just because I wanted to see what it was like, you know, just coming from him. And yeah, it was everything that we all dreamed of, man, is what he said. So
that kind of stokes the fire a little bit more, doesn't it?
Definitely, definitely. You know, I'm grinding, man. I'm trying to get up there with the guys. So just playing my role right now, taking care of myself, and you know, come spring, we'll be ready.
So now something that happened, obviously the season happened, everything's over. Something that was exciting for you, and you kind of mentioned him for a little bit, C-Rod, Chris Rodriguez. You guys got added to the 40-man roster. How did you find out, and what was your reaction?
So it's funny, C-Rod, he was actually with me when it happened. So we were sitting at my house, and we were sitting at my house, and you know, we both got the call, and it was a special moment because we didn't plan for that. You know, we didn't plan to be together for the call, but because we had no idea. But it was a special day. I mean, any dude can put on that roster, you know, that's just something that, like, I've dreamed of. It's just another step in the right direction of fulfilling my goals. So I'm sure I'm speaking on C-Rod's behalf as well. So
who got the phone call first, or did you guys really get it at the same time?
It was back to back, but I got it first. So
not to rub it in, but you know.
No, it was back to back, so no, it was the same time.
So this offseason obviously has been a little bit different with COVID. You know, how have you been able to kind of try to maintain a normal schedule during this offseason?
It's been a grind just because, you know, places shut down. People don't want us going out and doing our normal training at the facilities we go to. So it was definitely different. Had to do some garage workouts from time to time. Just get out in some open field, go do some running, and, you know, just doing everything that I possibly can without having to interact with as many people as I usually do. So I kind of kept the circle tight, you know, hung around and trained with the same dudes back in Georgia. You know, so we basically quarantined ourselves and just went from there. So it was very difficult, very difficult.
Did it take a while to get used to back in Long Beach when you have all these kind of regulations and you can't do this, you can't do that? Did it take a while for you to kind of get used to it, or did you kind of just naturally just like, all right, cool, you know, I can't go out or whatever. I'm not a big going person that goes out a lot anyways.
Well, at first it was tough for me because when we got there, we were just stuck in the hotel and we had to quarantine ourselves for like the first like week before we reported to the field. So it was weird for me because I'm a very outgoing person. So being stuck in a room and just was messing with the head a little bit. So, you know, when we got out to the field and started playing and doing all that, everything just kind of fell into its place and just kind of naturally happened. But at first it was weird.
Yeah, I can only imagine being stuck in a room for that long and not being able to do too much. Something else I noticed this off season and is you on the golf course trying to hit a few balls here and there. How long you been doing that, and how's that going?
First time was this off season, and I might have to hang them up. Yeah, it's not good, man. It's not good. Yeah, I can't hit it straight, so.
So welcome to the club.
I'll leave that to the good golfers.
Yeah, because I know Jamai teased him up a little bit. I seen it on his social media. Also, who got you involved, or who got you out there just to at least, hey, let's just try this out?
One of my homies back home that I grew up with, Ethan Sutherland. He grew up playing golf, and okay. so did his family. So, he really got me into it, just to, you know, get out of the house, go do something, be productive. I don't know, Ethan, I like playing with him because, you know, he's a three handicap.
That's good. That's legit.
And the dude can play, man. And I always like trying to, like, I love to compete no matter what I'm doing. So he pushed me a lot, and I feel like I got good for a good week, but then I fell off. So then I stopped.
That is definitely something that you have to, from experience, have to keep on going with, because that does not come easy at all. And if he has a three handicap, you know, he's doing some things.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
You know, obviously, if they follow you on social media, you or Joe, they can tell that you guys are living together during this spring training. So, is this first time you guys are roommating for a spring training camp?
Yeah, it's the first time we've roomed together for a camp in spring, and I'm enjoying it so far. I might be annoying the crap out of him, but that's okay. He can deal with it.
From my experiences, you know, living with roommates, you know, growing up and stuff like that, you always kind of figure out things about them more so when you live with them. So I have a couple of questions here, and it's either going to be you or Joe. Who is a better driver?
I'm going to keep some details out from
some recent
history, but me for sure. Me most definitely.
Oh, okay.
Joe can have the long ball. He can 800 feet, and I can't do that.
Right.
But I'll be a better driver than him every day of the week.
Are you the type of the guy that's like, hey, we gotta go get, you know, pick up some food or whatever? Like, all right, I'll drive just for your own kind of safety.
Well, my car's not out here yet, so I'm still waiting on that. So I'm shaking in the passenger seat. No, I'm just kidding. Joe's fine, man. Joe's fine. It's just, you know, I put me just 1A driver. He's 1B. We'll give him that.
Okay. All right. We'll keep it that way then. That's fine. Who's a better cook?
Him for sure.
Him for sure. Because I noticed he posted hands on down. His Instagram, I think, some wings one night, and so it looked like that was all him.
We collabed on that. I added spices. He threw them on the grill and did all that.
So you're the assistant when it comes to all that stuff.
Joe can whip it up.
All right, so who's cleaner?
Joe.
I don't know why. I didn't know for sure, man. But that doesn't surprise. Yeah,
I look homeless, dude. So, yeah.
Is that beard and hair going to last a season, or what's going on? Is it here to stay?
If it were up to me, yes. I'm not sure how higher ups are going to feel, but I'm going to show first day and see what people say, and we'll go from there.
All right. So we know if all of a sudden, you know, day three, Brandon comes with a nice fresh haircut, we're like, ah. There it is.
You might see baby face March. No, I'm just like, I hope not. But you know, I'll do whatever it takes. So
how long did it take for you to get that the way it is? Like, as far as like, okay, let's just say you don't shave it down completely, but you have a little bit something there to get it to that length that you have it now. How long does that take you?
So this took me, I clean shaved before spring training 1.0 last year. I shaved about a month before report date, and I've trimmed it. I trim it, you know, right. I haven't in a minute, as you can tell, but throughout the whole season, I trimmed it probably, you know, once a week, just taking just like a tiny bit off, making sure like
right.
it doesn't get like too crazy, but I kind of gave up on that. It took me about, I would say roughly about like 8 months, honestly, to get it out here where it's at.
And as a guy that's like entering his mid-30s who still can't grow a full beard like that, I'm just like, I'm just like, every single time, like, my wife would be like, man, Brandon's beard is getting so long now. I'm like, keep it, man, keep it, because there's some of us out here struggling, and I'm like, I'm living vicariously through you, because I wish I can grow anything close to that. But
my mom wishes I had what you got going on. So
yeah, right. Yeah. Patches, man. They call me Patches O'Houlihan out here. You, like you said about the beard, how does she feel about the long hair?
She is not a fan. She is not a fan. She tells me every day, you're such a handsome boy, you know, all this and that, you know. And you're just ruining it with your hair and your beard. I said, I know, it's okay. It's okay, just let it go. It's just a little phase. I'll come out of it soon.
Maybe, maybe not. Who knows, man? You got people like Charlie Blackman that's played his whole career with long hair like that. Hey, it worked out for him. So, you know, yeah. Who knows?
I need some of his juju. I need some of his magic.
There you go, man. Hey, that's a good career if you can get it. Hell yeah. Sure. So who's funnier between you and Joe? I'm guessing... Yeah, are you a prankster with him? Are you joking around with him, or like what's going on?
No, not really pranks. It's just a lot of dancing. You know, I'm a huge Uzi fan.
If you didn't know,
okay. If nobody knew that, I'm one of the biggest Uzi fans on this planet, and I get a lot of shade, a lot of hate for it. But you know,
hey, do you? And then you know, if okay. Who knows if you win a World Series one day, you want to put that ring in the middle of your forehead? You know, whatever.
God willing.
What was your reaction when that came out, when he put that diamond right there in between his eyes? What was your reaction?
I wasn't shocked. It's just a normal day for him. It's just a normal day for Samir Woods. He's my goat. He's just my dude. He gets me in the right state of mind to go get ready for war, all that. So, and he get in my feels too. He can do anything, man. He's got it. He can do it all.
And we can tell a little bit too with your little like carpool karaoke you have every once in a while, which is a great thing to see.
Yeah, Joe and I, we have fun, man. Definitely. We have a good time together.
So if you're in the car with Joe, and obviously we established he's driving, so does that mean you got full range on the radio, or is he kind of like, you gotta tone it down a little bit?
It's kind of just whoever gets in there first, you know, so... Some days I'm out of the house, you know, 2 minutes before, which is rare because usually, you know, it's P's and Q's. But, you know, like this morning, I got out there before I did to get in the car. So he jumped on the aux. He had a fire playlist today.
There you go. And that kind of leads me to my next question is, who's most likely to be late?
Well, that's tough because we're both terrible on that. We're ask anyone that knows the two of us and yeah. We're not good with time. I get it from my mom. I don't know who he gets it from, but yeah.
So I seen a picture with you and his dog. Is his dog out there too?
He is. Prince is out here. Prince Adele.
How are you? If people have listened to this podcast before, or even, you know, seen your Instagram and social media page, you know, you tend to lean a little cat. How are you with a dog?
So I grew up allergic to dogs. And I remember you saying that before. I don't know if this is a true thing, but I think I grew out of it because I'm around Prince and I'm fine. So that when I was little, we always had cats at the house.
Right.
And so I'm just going to come out and say it. Yeah, I'm a cat guy. I like cats over dogs.
There you go. Okay. There's nothing wrong with that for a guy that having two cats and one dog. So obviously our family is a little leaning that way as well.
Yeah. So I just think cats all around are just the most beautiful animal. Just...
And there's something about, hey, put out some water, put out some food, put out a litter box, let them do their own thing. They can take care of themselves. Hey, there's everything. You can go do that if you want. There's something about that makes it a lot simpler.
I'll just get a litter box out, you know, before I go to bed. I don't need to take them out. I don't need to do anything. I can play my video games, do my things, you know.
Yeah, well, I noticed that too. You're getting a little more onto the Call of Duty. So is Fortnite over with, or do you still go back a little bit every once in a while?
Fortnite has been deleted from the console.
Oh.
We've graduated.
Hey, it happens, man. It happens. Are you a PS or an Xbox guy?
I'm a PS4. I'm trying to switch over to mouse and keyboard, but too much stuff going on right now. I'll worry about that later.
So you're not going to try to upgrade to the 5? You're just going to go straight to the PC?
I think I'll get the 5, I think. I got to let those prices drop. You see how crazy those things are?
Yeah. Not only that, but just trying to get one in general is kind of crazy.
Oh, I know. Super difficult. Yeah. I'll leave that to the people who are actually wanting one that bad. So
yeah, I'm the same way. So the most recent video Joe put on his Instagram is you, and it happened to be perfect today being Jordan's birthday, in a Jordan jersey, nailing a shot in a little mini foam hoop. Who's the better baller? You or there it is. Who's the better baller? You or Joe?
See, a lot of factors come in to play for this question. Joe can definitely, he's got the ups. He's definitely going to be a lot more flashy, have a lot more highlighted plays, you know, if we were to play basketball, but I'm Korver with it, man. I'm stuffed with it. I'm wearing Steph's shirt right now. I'm wearing Steph's shirt right now. So yeah, I feel like I got a decent shot on me. So does Joe, but yeah, Joe, we'll give it to Joe.
Oh, yeah. Dunk contest, Joe. 3-point contest is Marsh. So that's how I'm looking at it.
Yeah, we'll go with that. That's a good one.
So another thing that I like to talk to you about, and this will probably be the last thing because I know you gotta go. But every time we talk before the season, one of the big things, because you are such a fan of music, what is some of your songs you're thinking about with the walk up?
It's 100% going to be Lil Uzi Vert, but
right.
You know, he's supposed to be coming out with an album, Forever Young, this year, 2021. So, you know, if he drops it in time, I like a song off that, I'm definitely going to go with the newer thing, but the newer stuff he has out. But you know, I got it down to a couple unreleased songs for him, and definitely a song off his Love Is Rage from 2015. So can't come out publicly and say the names yet because I don't want to steer anyone wrong. But there's about 3-4 options right now, and I know I'm excited. I'm excited to bring one of them out. So.
There you go. Especially because like last, I don't know how it worked in Long Beach. Did you guys have walk up music or any of that stuff when you guys played your Interscope?
We did towards the end. We had a fun little setup there. I'm pretty sure. I think the last couple of weeks I walked up to Sasuke by Uzi. It was just a single he dropped. So
okay.
Not really. Not many people know that one because it's a little. It's a different type of vibe. But
right.
When I'm walking up to the plate, I really digged it. So,
how many of your teammates looked at you kind of side-eyed, like, "What is that?"
They all know by now. I'm a weird dude. So, maybe a couple of years ago, they would have looked at me a little sideways. But now they just accept it. They know I'm a weirdo. So.
So one of the guys that was there in Long Beach, and he's a little bit of a baller, has a reputation, and wanted to ask one of our fans wanted to ask, have you had a chance to play ball with Jordan Adams?
No, and I will stay away from that because I've seen that pre-draft video.
Yeah, from high school. Yep.
I'll get Jordan. J2 can definitely have that title for sure.
All right, Brandon. I want to thank you again for jumping on. It's always fun to catch up right before the season starting. Like I said, with spring training starting up, dude, this is the perfect person I want to have on to start it all off.
Appreciate that. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Thanks for having me. This is good, man. I enjoyed it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed.
Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
I'd like to welcome our newest sponsor, eBay Sneakers. From rare dead stock to the latest releases, you can find the exact sneaker you are looking for on eBay. As the original sneaker marketplace, eBay is the place to go if you want to cop that pair that you've been eyeing. And with eBay's guarantee, a team of independent professional authenticators perform a rigorous inspection of the sneakers you purchase before they are sent to you, so you can shop confidently knowing your pair is the real deal. And for you sneaker sellers out there, eBay has eliminated selling fees on sneakers $100 or more, making it free to sell or flip your collection. With the other sites charging as much as 25%, you're going to have a ton of extra cash left for, guess what? More sneakers. Check out ebay.com/sneakers today. Again, that's ebay.com/sneakers today. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, college basketball, and the NHL are in full swing. And just around the corner, we have MLB baseball. BetOnline covers everything from award shows, TV shows, and even reality TV. Real-time updates, odds, and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. This is the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. And I want to thank Brandon again for stopping by and chatting with me. So cool to see this guy go from single A, LN Empire, and work his way up to, obviously double A, and hopefully, with the season getting back to normal, you know, he could be in a triple A this year in Salt Lake and just work his way up and, you know, outside shot, but maybe cracking the team sometime this year. It'd be awesome to see that. Talking to him a little bit off camera, a little bit off, Mike, he's motivated this year. He is just, he has a different kind of motivation this year, and it's awesome to see. And I'm really looking forward to hoping to see him break with the club. If not, then, trusting the Angels to get him up when he is ready, him and Joe, because, we talked about it a little bit afterwards. But man, if you were able to see him, Joe, and Mike out there in the outfield, that's going to be something crazy. And that's going to be something that I think Angel fans future wise, are going to be able to look forward to so much. So, I want to thank Brandon again. Good luck in spring training. Definitely, guys, keep an eye out for him. If you're kind of new to the kind of the prospect aspect of Angels baseball, you're definitely going to want to look out for him because he's going to make some noise this season in AAA. And then, you know, like I said, hopefully has a chance to break with the team at some point during the season. But Brandon's definitely motivated this year, and it's going to be great to see what he can put out there. So, I just want to thank all the guests that we've had over the offseason. Now that spring training is officially started with pitchers and catchers reporting today as we record this. So all our past guests that we've had on since the end of last year to the beginning to now, to Brandon kind of being the cleanup hitter, if you will, with our guests. But, you know, he's always been a good guy to talk to. He's always been an easy guy to talk to. And you could tell he has fun. He has a lot of fun with him, and Joe are great. So yeah, just, you know, thanks again to guys like Chris Rodriguez, Victor Rojas, Red Bollinger, Justin Anderson. I know he's not with the team, but he took some time out and he was a great talk. Warner Blakely, a couple weeks ago, just anyone like that. Jared Walsh at the end of the last season, Mark Gubiza, those guys are awesome. And I want to thank them for helping us get through the off season talking Angels baseball. And for some of those guys, you know, really look out for it, and hopefully they have a great year. And I'm looking forward to hearing Gooby on the mic, and I'm really looking forward to all of that. So moving forward with us now, obviously with Brandon, we kind of talked about him and his spring training tomorrow, which will be Thursday. I don't know when you're listening to this, but it'll be Thursday, February 18th. I'm going to do a Instagram live, and I'm recording here for podcast and probably put it out on that Friday. And that's where we're going to talk, obviously, spring training. And I'm sure the fans are going to want to ask questions and all that stuff on our Halo_Haven on our Instagram. So if you're not listening or subscribing to that, please subscribe to that now. If you want to see the Brandon Marsh interview video and everything, you're definitely going to want to check us out on our YouTube page. That's the All Angels Podcast YouTube page. Subscribe there. Get alerts. We're going to keep on doing that throughout the season, hopefully bringing you some highlights. Try to get you some guests, but, you know, once the season starts, it's a little bit harder. Everyone's schedule kind of picks up, but definitely looking forward to that. Next week, we are going to start, hopefully, our preview of the AL West. I got some emails, some text messages out there to some people who covered those respective teams. So hopefully we're able to get an email back. We should be able to definitely within the next couple of days, and we'll put it out there to start previewing the AL West and baseball season. And I mean, spring training starts, that's like Thanksgiving-ish. And then once opening season starts, when the opening day comes, that's like Christmas. That's like Christmas to me, opening day. But, you know, this is Thanksgiving. This is kind of starting the holiday season. And then once opening day comes, that's Christmas morning to me. So really looking forward to that. I'm getting excited just thinking about it. But thank you all for listening. Remember to rate and review this on the iOS, on your Apple Podcast. Help spread the word, because we'll be hitting this full go when the season starts. We're hoping that you come along for the ride and you can bring some friends with you. So I am Daniel Garcia. Until next time, which will be tomorrow, we will talk to you on the All Angels Podcast.